Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we'll talk to two couples, one of which are experienced work campers and the other which is still in the dreaming stage. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new service offered by Work Camper News to give people considering the RV and work camping lifestyle all the tools and information they need to get off to a good start. For $99 a month, people can participate in two online events every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, how to budget for the adventure, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. Participants can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Johnny and Tracy Bersaget are from Louisiana, and they've been full-time RVing for little more than 2 years. They are nowhere near retirement age, and their only source of income is their ability to do seasonal jobs as they crisscross the country. Their first job was managing a restaurant at an RV resort in the Black Hills of South Dakota, which was the number one area on Tracy's bucket list. Viewing Mount Rushmore and traveling the county road leading into the park was a very emotional experience for her. They also worked at the annual sugar beet harvest, spent some time boxing orders at an Amazon fulfillment center, and guarded gates in the Texas oil fields. For them, one of the best aspects of the RVing and work camping lifestyle is the ability to enjoy a wide variety of food. Coming from Louisiana, they are very familiar with the benefits of enjoying regional cuisines. They love food so much that they now teach others how to cook from their own RVs on their own YouTube channel called RV SWAT, which stands for RV Seasonal Work and Travel. When I interviewed them in October, they were planning to spend the winter in Arizona before heading to either Oregon or Yellowstone National Park this summer. They have had their challenges along the way, which they describe for us, but all that just makes for better material for their YouTube channel. To learn how they spend months at a time on vacation, please welcome Johnny and Tracy Bersaget to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Johnny and Tracy. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us about your experience. I guess you've been RVing for a while. Tell us where you're from. Let's start there.
We're from Louisiana, a little town called Gonzales, Louisiana, a little south of Baton Rouge.
Okay. And how long have you been RVing?
Oh, we've been on the road for 2 years now.
And this is full-time?
Full-time, yep.
Okay, very good. So you sold your sticks and bricks, and you're just, this is it. You're
this
all
is,
in.
This is it, yep.
Okay, super. What have you been doing for 2 years?
Oh, work camping. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all we do. We're not at retirement age. I'm 45 years old, so the only source of income we have is work camping.
Okay.
So we just make our way around the country doing seasonal jobs.
What kind of jobs have you done?
Oh, so the first one we landed was we ran a restaurant in RV resort in South Dakota. So we spent our first summer in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
You ran the restaurant?
Yes.
Wow, so you're the managers.
Johnny yep. managed the kitchen, and I managed the front of the house and the snack shop.
Yep. Wow, well, that would be a unique experience.
Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was interesting.
Yeah, and so that was in the Black Hills?
Black Hills.
Yep. Black Hills of the Dakotas.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I've heard it's just gorgeous up
it
there.
It is. That mm-hmm. one started out as I looked at her when we first hit the road. And I said, what is your number one bucket list item you want to see? And her answer was Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore, yeah. Okay.
So I said, well, let's go spend the summer at Mount Rushmore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And okay. I cried all three times I saw it.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's very patriotic.
Mm-hmm. I got to visit there the last year I was in my RV. I believe that's when it was. And I happened to interview a campground in that area up by Custer.
Yes.
I believe is where the campground was. And the owner said, well, here. Don't go the way the tourists go.
Right.
We're going to give you this other road that was designed and built to take people into that park because it had different views of the monument at different angles.
Right.
And it was like, whoa, this really is beautiful.
Unbelievably beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Was that the road where you can see one of the tunnels you go through?
Yes.
Kind of frames out Mount
That's
Rushmore?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Beautiful. Exactly. So these are the kinds of things that
you know, people driving through, just they get into an area and, you know, they only get to spend a couple of days. They don't really get to know.
And their jaw drops.
Right, which is my favorite thing about work camping, is any vacation that most Americans take, 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, you can't see everything in that time.
Right.
So we're spending months in a location, on vacation, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to see a lot.
And you get to learn the things that the locals learn, too, the really good places to eat and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we love to eat.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you love to eat. And that's, you know, one people would say, I'd love to get to Louisiana and have, what is that, the Creole? Is that what it
Creole?
Is?
Creole.
Creole. Yep. Creole.
Creole's good, but Cajun's better.
Cajun. Super. What else is on your bucket list?
Yellowstone is still on our bucket list.
Okay.
Alaska.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. Yep, so we have a large bucket list.
Okay.
So we have a lot to see yet.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So you have a planned out for the next couple of years as to where you're going to go?
No, we kind of have.
We wing it.
Yeah, we kind of have a one-year plan at a time, usually, which could change month by month, but we try to plan a year. So right now we're going to Arizona probably next week. We'll be there through the winter. And then it looks like we're probably going Oregon or Yellowstone.
What part of Arizona are you going to be in?
It's right outside of Yuma, I think.
Benson.
Yuma, okay.
No, we're going to Benson first.
Okay,
Okay. Well, that should keep you busy.
It should.
Lots of people coming down there. Yep, it's warm.
Right.
Yes. And, yeah, that's neat.
Stay out of the north for the winter.
We're trying to stay south.
That's what I like. I'm an Arizona resident, and so I live out of Phoenix, and it's really neat because you can get on the highway, and 2 hours north here in Flagstaff, and it's just like Wisconsin with the pine trees and the snow and the lakes and all that good stuff, and then you can go right back down into the hot desert.
There you go. So January we'll be in Quartzsite.
Yes.
We'll be there in January for the big tent show.
You and about 10,000 other RVers.
Exactly, yeah.
Competing for the free camp land on Bureau of Land Management property. Very good. So what other kinds of things have you done in work camping?
Let's see. We've done the sugar beet harvest.
Okay.
We were in Minnesota, East Grand Forks, Minnesota. That was last
Very
October.
Cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cold. We've also done Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done gate guarding in Texas.
Okay.
So that's what got us down south a little bit this year. And now we're going to work retail and travel centers in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so that's a few things.
And that's in Yuma? That's what you'll be doing?
Well, it's in Benson, I think.
Benson. We're going to work for the Boland Travel.
Oh, okay.
Boland Travel Center.
Okay, yep. Very good. They're a good company. We interviewed them a couple of early on in our podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
They were one of the first interviews that we had done. Have you had any challenges while you've been RVing?
Oh, yeah.
What kinds of challenges have you had?
Well, let's see. We've had your typical, you know, blowouts in the middle of nowhere on a Sunday. We've actually had our roof blow off.
In the middle of nowhere on a Sunday?
Yeah.
The roof blow off.
The roof, yeah. So we were traveling I-90 in South Dakota, and we got hit with about a 40-mile-an-hour crosswind, and it just peeled the whole roof off of the RV.
Ouch.
Yeah, and it was Sunday, so there was no help available from any insurance.
Good Sam couldn't help. Our insurance couldn't help. Yeah.
That was interesting.
That was the day I had the meltdown.
Yeah. She goes, oh, I don't know what we're doing. I just want to go home. I'm like, we are home.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it. So we just had to get through it.
Uh-huh. That's neat. It didn't diminish your enthusiasm for the lifestyle?
Not at all.
Oh,
just made for a good campfire story. Yeah.
Okay.
We say now, in our for us anyway, even the worst day in a full-time RV is better than our best day in a sticks and bricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it looks like you are helping others get started in the RV lifestyle or learn to do it better. You launched a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah, so the YouTube channel is called RV SWAT, which stands for Seasonal Work and Travel, and which is my true passion in this lifestyle, is to show others how to get into this lifestyle. I think that's the biggest obstacle, is letting people know that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
So we document everything on our YouTube channel, everything from our adventures and exciting things down to, you know, just step-by-step things that you have to do to get into the lifestyle. We
and
highlight
down to the roof blowing off.
Yeah. And we show you what type of jobs we're doing. So we shoot videos and highlight the jobs themselves, so you kind of know what type of work you can get along the way.
We actually do series on them. Like there's a playlist, a series of the sugar beet harvest.
Okay.
There's a playlist for a series for gate guarding.
Mm-hmm.
We even have a series about cooking.
Okay.
In your RV. It's called the RV Kitchen. That's one of our playlists, is the RV Kitchen.
That was one of our big questions we used to get is, well, you move into this tiny kitchen, you know, do you cook the same things you did in a house?
Mm-hmm.
We just different ways.
Yeah, so I decided to do a series called the RV Kitchen, and we show how we cook in the RV.
That's very important because I know a lot of people get the RV simply because they can cook their own meals and they don't have to eat out all the time.
Absolutely.
They can eat more healthy if they want to do that.
And you don't have to cook outside all the time, which we love to cook outside. But a lot of people think, oh, if you're in an RV, you're just cooking outside every day. What do you do if it's raining?
I think only two of our episodes of RV Kitchen were outside.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, most of them are in the kitchen using appliances like the Instant Pot and Ninja Foodies. And
okay.
Induction burners. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that
fun.
Instant Pot is so many RVers, especially full timers,
carry
that thing
have.
Around because you can. It's so versatile. You can cook everything from chili to pot roasts in
and
that.
And now
thing.
That the Ninja Foodie has come out, you can air fry your food without having to have a separate appliance.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. Very good.
So that's part of RV SWAT, and like I said, the main goal for RV SWAT on the YouTube channel is we love when we get the emails and the phone calls and stuff and says. Guys, thank you. You know, we've been watching your videos, and because of you, we bought our RV. We hit the road. You know, those things just make us feel wonderful.
And you made it less scary.
And you made it less scary.
That's right.
That's right. So do you have any advice for people who would be considering the work camping or RV lifestyle?
Do it.
Do it.
Don't think
about it too long. We actually were only in the planning phase for a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we jumped right in, and the biggest thing I want people to take away from us is if we can do it, anyone can do it, because we're what the ones that have a big nest egg and,
mm-hmm.
and have retirement funds and all this stuff.
He quit his corporate job and
what'd you do?
Here we go.
I was a technical operations manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was in telecommunications.
Telecommunications.
Yep.
Very good. And did you work as well, Tracy?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have kids?
Our kids are grown.
Your kids are growing.
Our youngest is 23.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you didn't have to worry about road schooling or anything
no.
like that. Okay.
I wish we did. I wish we would have started young enough.
Me too.
Yeah, I wish the kids could have experienced it because we meet kids out on the road, and it's the best, I think.
But our youngest one is talking about buying an RV now.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's ready to join the lifestyle.
To do like weekend travel, or is he thinking?
For permanent. He was house sitting for somebody. I say house sitting. He was RV sitting.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody. He lived in somebody's RV while they were out of town.
Okay.
So that he could experience it, and he is in love with it.
Well, that's neat. Very good. So he's looking to get one on his own and, you know, start the business or just go out and get a job. And
yep. Next work camper in the family.
The next work camper. Yep. Well, that's what's neat about this. Would you say there's plenty of opportunity out there for people who are looking for
tons,
work?
Tons. So mm-hmm. I will say this. When we first hit the road, my biggest fear was not being able to find jobs. Or wondering what type of jobs we would get. And now, after a couple years in, we get more offers. We get to sit back and look through all the offers we get in email and determine where we want to go.
I mean, we turn down more jobs than...
Yeah, really?
Yeah, we pick and choose.
It's so much easier than in your real life,
mm-hmm.
quote-unquote.
So yeah, and that's neat because it's short-term, so you can endure anything for 3 months,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. And if you like it, you can come back and do it the next year.
Exactly,
if you do something else or whatever the case might be. Yeah.
Yep.
So where are you going to be next summer?
Next summer, we're trying Oregon. We're looking at some stuff in Oregon.
Right. Okay.
If we don't go to Yellowstone. So either the coast of Oregon or Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
super.
Which is two bucket list items. So.
Coast of Oregon is beautiful.
Do I want to see my kids or do I want to see Yellowstone? I don't know.
Yeah, because the kids are in Oregon.
They are,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we could go spend the summer in Oregon and spend the summer with the kids, or we can tell them that Yellowstone's more important than them and go to Yellowstone.
What part of Oregon are they in?
They're in Eugene.
Okay.
One's in Eugene, one south in Roseburg,
okay.
South Oregon.
So not too far from the coast.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got a sister outside of Portland, too, so we got to include her.
There you go. Don't go into Portland. You'll never come out.
All right.
The traffic is so bad. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, guys, for joining me. I really appreciate it. It's great to hear of your experience, and I would encourage anybody who wanted to learn more about the work camping or RV lifestyle to visit your YouTube channel at www.rvswat.com.
YouTube.com/rvswat.
Let's start that again. So I would encourage anybody to visit your YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/RVSWAT.
Yes.
And on Facebook, RV SWAT.
And on Facebook. Super. You have a community up there. How many members are in?
Base Camp community, I think, is 400.
Okay.
I think. And then we also have a private group for work campers only. So the Facebook group is just full-time RVers in general. Mm-hmm. But we do have a private group called the Work Camper SWAT Team, and that one is for people to share their work camping experience.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing this with us.
Oh, well, thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
I love how Johnny and Tracy Bersaget truly believe that their worst day in an RV is better than their best day in a traditional sticks and bricks home. They certainly are having the time of their lives as their YouTube channel, RV SWAT, reveals to their nearly 2,000 subscribers who follow them on their journey. The couple is not like a traditional work camping couple, which investigates the lifestyle for months and even years before turning the key to their adventure. Once they got the bug, they spent 1 month getting ready before they hit the road. In fact, now that their children are grown, they firmly wish they could have a do-over and start the RV lifestyle when their kids were young, like so many RVers are doing today. One of their biggest fears that caused some hesitation was the ability to find enough work to sustain them and their lifestyle. However, after completing several years of work camping, they get so many offers now that they can simply pick and choose the opportunity that sounds most exciting to them. If you'd like to follow their adventures or even ask them about their experiences, look for RV SWAT on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Our second guests are Tommy and Martha Payne from Tyler, Texas. They're just getting started in the RV lifestyle now that Martha has retired and Tommy sold one of his businesses. They attended the Work Camper Rendezvous last October, which is an annual week-long training event in Heber Springs, Arkansas, to give people a rapid introduction into the RV and work camping lifestyle. They describe their journey to find an RV and why they settled on a motorhome. While at the event, they discovered several businesses that they could do from the road, such as RV inspections or being sales representatives for other companies. At the moment, they're considering working as a camp host or in an amusement park this summer. To fill us in on what they learned at Rendezvous and what items they have on their bucket lists, please welcome Tommy and Martha Payne to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Tommy and Martha. I appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, we're from Tyler, Texas. I just recently sold my business that I've had for the last 15 years. And Martha just retired a couple of years ago from the office work that she was doing and the financial business that she was doing.
What kind of business did you have, Tommy?
I had, I've got two businesses. One that I just sold was a farm mowing services.
Okay.
We have a lot of people move into Tyler that buy large tracts of land and build nice big homes on them. Got a lot of people that take care of the landscaping, but then if they got 40 or 50 acres, there's nobody to mow that. So that's what my company does.
Okay, very good.
And I started it about 15 years ago with five people. And when I sold it, I had 150 that I was doing.
Now, that's a lot of people moving into Texas with large land.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is. It's all these people coming from California into Texas, yep. And they're selling their million-dollar double-wides to buy these big pieces of tracts of property.
Exactly. Got a lot of people from California, a lot from Dallas, a lot from Houston.
Mm-hmm. So I'm interviewing you at the Work Camper Rendezvous in Heber Springs, Arkansas. It's an event that goes on every year about this time. And you are here just to learn together. You don't own an RV yet, but you want to.
That's correct.
What kinds of things are you learning?
One of the things that we wanted to educate ourselves on was the possibility of employment with it. Mm-hmm. You know, what we could do on the road. And then the other thing is, what kind of motorhome do we want? We're trying to get information. We're trying to avoid making mistakes that maybe can cost a lot of money. So we're just trying to get educated on what we want to do and where we want to go.
It sounds like you've settled on a motorhome is what you'd like to
do?
Okay. Why did you pick a motorhome?
Well,
or will you pick a motorhome?
In the business that Tommy's been in, he has hooked and unhooked a lot of trailers. He doesn't want to do that anymore. He said, I just want to get in it and drive it. So that's why we chose the motorhome.
Well, we also like the idea of being able to get up and move around while you're going down the road and not have to park it and put the jacks down and all that stuff. Just
right.
Push the button and put the jacks down.
Yep, I had a motorhome for 3 years when I was full-timing, and I really enjoyed that. But I moved a lot. So I was moving every 5 to 7 days, typically. So sometimes I thought I'd probably like a fifth wheel because it had more space. But I like the convenience of just pulling into a website, pushing a button, and it automatically levels, and the slides come out, and you are ready to relax, what, 10 minutes after you pull in? That's what I liked about it.
Not only that, if you pull into a place and it's raining, and you've got to get out and put jacks down and level it up and all that, you've got to wrestle with an umbrella and that type of thing. And if you're a motorhome, you put the jacks down, wait till morning to go out and hook it up. You don't have to deal with all that stuff.
That's a very good point. Very good point. So have you started looking at any RVs yet? Have you just, or are you looking online at this point?
We've actually looked at some, and okay. I think we're leaning towards the Tiffin is what we've kind of settled on.
Okay. That's a good brand. And that should do that.
And it has, I think, a good warranty and has less problems.
Mm-hmm. And so what else are you looking at over here? Are you checking out the work camper opportunities, the employers that are here?
We are. We came for the purpose of learning, but to find out about more about work camping, where we could work our way across the United States as we traveled if we wanted to. But we've also learned about some other things like doing motorhome inspections or RV inspections that seems to be like a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we found out is there's a company that does what they call SkyMed, which they transport you back home if you can't get back home, and they get your equipment back home.
Mm-hmm.
That's also an interesting looking business and something that we're interested in.
Very good. There's a lot of opportunity out here. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super. So are there any specific types of work camper jobs that you would be looking for? And would you be looking at doing something in a campground? Would you want to work in amusement parks?
Well, we're kind of interested maybe in an amusement park for a while, maybe a campground for a while. We have some friends that have worked for about 10 years in one of the state parks, and they like that, checking people in, checking them out, that type of thing. But we want to do a little bit here, a little bit there, travel for a while.
Mm-hmm. What places would you like to travel most?
I'd like to go up the East Coast.
The East Coast?
Especially in the fall. That's something I want to do. Love to go to Washington, Montana.
Washington, D.C. or state?
Washington State.
Okay.
And then went on one trip, we're up in the Catskill Mountains in upper New York, and I love that. I'd like to go back and spend some time there.
Mm-hmm. When people hear New York, they think New York City, and they don't realize that there is an entire state behind it that is just spectacular. You get in the Finger Lakes district of upstate New York, and the scenery is phenomenal.
It is gorgeous, especially in the fall.
That's right. Yeah, most of the time. Now, would you be following the sun pretty much? Would you be up north in the summer and winters back down where it's warm?
Not necessarily. I think I'd like to try some in the snow, experience some things. We haven't done a lot of traveling in the past because we've had children, we've had jobs and things like that. So we would like to just explore the USA.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. What about you, Tommy? What's on your bucket list?
We want to look at a lot of the Rocky Mountains areas. Yellowstone, of course, Jackson Hole, all those areas out there, Colorado.
Are you skiers?
I'm too old to ski. Bones break too easy.
But it's just nice to look at the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Do you have kids?
Yeah.
How many?
We have 3 adult children, and then we have some grandchildren. That's the one thing I guess I wrestle with a little bit is being gone away from them for a while.
Are they all in Texas?
They are.
Okay. Very good. But still with an RV, are they all in the same area in Texas?
They are. All in the same area.
Okay. Well, that makes it convenient for visiting everybody.
Yes. But you just go home.
Mm-hmm. We've talked to a lot of people who have kids scattered all over the country, and RVing seems to work well for them. But it's also nice to just be able to hang out with the kids nearby.
Get everybody together.
That's right. And it gives mom and dad their own place to live. So they're not disrupting a family routine by saying, okay, we're going to have to get you out of this bedroom, or you guys are going to have to share a bed because mom and dad or grandpa and grandma are coming over.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. So what else have you learned here at the Work Camper Rendezvous? Is there anything that really stands out as something that was like a oh my, or
I think this week has been pretty phenomenal in everything. And we enjoyed Zig Ziglar's son, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone back in the past and listened to Zig Ziglar speak and had some inspiration points with him. And so to come and hear Tom speak was just carrying it on.
Zig Ziglar's son.
That's right, yeah. Yep. Yeah, they got quite a reputation. He had a great presentation on the first day of the show. Talking about your mindset and things like that and making it possible and actually setting goals and looking to achieve it. I think a lot of people, and maybe you've bumped into some of them, have this goal of retiring and travel, but they don't really have a plan for that. And that's the thing that you can get at an event like this is that plan.
And then they bring it home, which I think we're going to see in the next day or so, is when you'll actually meet employers
mm-hmm.
that you can actually visit with.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, a lot of people retire, and at least in the case of men, they do one of two things. They sit around and do nothing and die,
mm-hmm.
or they end up spending all their time in a doctor's office.
Yeah, that's right.
And, I've always been a workaholic. I got to be doing something. I can't handle just television and
golf
yeah.
and bowling. And, you know, getting together with the guys for lunch once a week,
yep.
that just doesn't sound like a lot of retirement, a lot of fun in retirement. So,
not for me.
Opportunity to travel around and short-term jobs. You know, you talked about you might want to do this, you might want to do that. That's what I like about work camping is because you can try these jobs. Because I've always wanted to work in an amusement park. I think it'd be kind of fun, but I don't know if it would or not. So if I go work for 3 months, I'll find out, right?
Absolutely.
We've already
found that there's an RV park in Branson that's got about 600 spots. And they'll let you come work for them for about 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to continue, they'll give you another job and let you continue. Or if you want to quit, that's okay too. You know, move around.
Right. Absolutely. The flexibility of work camping allows you to do that. So you haven't met any of the employers yet? The RV park, that's the only one, but none of the other employers?
None of the others yet.
Yeah, the seminars are pretty packed solid with information the first couple of days.
Yes.
Yeah, super.
I think the employers are going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll start in on tomorrow and the next day. So there'll be plenty of opportunity to find a job for you guys. When would you like to launch if you got started and did this?
Well, I think Tommy's interested in the Branson area to start with.
I mean, when would you launch?
Would you do that?
Probably by the first of the year.
Well, that's quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got a home we've got to dispose of, and a few other things that we've got to get that to kind of get all liquidated with that so nobody has to take care of that while we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when people get to be retirement age, they don't need 4,000 or 5,000 feet in a square feet in a house. Most cases, particularly what I see, is two people living in a den area a lot of times. And these RV senior adult parks are becoming very popular today where people permanently live in them
mm-hmm.
because they've got a place to eat, a place to sleep, a place to watch TV. That's all they want.
Yeah, absolutely. But still sitting in there all day,
yep.
Doesn't seem to be really appealing to me. I don't know. And you're shaking your head, Martha. It doesn't sound like like you want to be a little bit more active in retirement. As long as you are healthy
yep.
and capable of doing that, you might as well go out and enjoy the travel.
Well, I think too, if you're not active, you're going to go down quicker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I've had a friend that told me he and his wife went with another couple. Both of them had RVs a couple of years ago, and they went out west. Said it was a lot of fun, but said last year just him and his wife went. And
mm-hmm.
said that was more fun because they could go and stop when they wanted to, stay 15 minutes or stay 4 or 5 hours if they wanted to.
That's right.
Didn't have to work it out with somebody else. And so that's a kind of a neat thing, too.
That's appealing to me.
Absolutely.
We have the freedom
mm-hmm.
to choose when and where.
When and where. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And hope you find something more enjoyable in the rest of the conference.
We'll let you know in a year.
There you go. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Tommy and Martha Payne for coming on the show to describe their hopes, dreams, and aspirations for full-time RVing and supporting that venture with work camping jobs. Tommy has already figured out that men who retire either sit around and do nothing before they die, or they spend all their time in a doctor's office. He doesn't want to do either of those options, so he's anxious to launch a new adventure while he and Martha are still young enough to enjoy it. They learned a lot at Work Camper Rendezvous, not only from the speakers, but also from the other participants who were sharing their own experiences to alert Tommy and Martha to fun and interesting places to work and travel. The freedom to travel anywhere and to stay as long or short a time as they'd like holds a great deal of appeal to the Paynes, and I wish them the best of luck as they launch their adventure soon. Work Camper News has launched a new training course for people just like Tommy and Martha. The RV Dreamer's Journey is a 12-week online training course to give people considering the RV and work camping lifestyle the tools and information they need to get off to a good start. For $99 per month, people can participate in two online events every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, how to budget for the adventure, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. Participants can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. For more information about work camping in general and links to hundreds of full and part-time seasonal jobs, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, we'll talk with a gentleman who travels the country with his family, putting on cooking demonstrations and selling equipment for kitchen craft. We'll see you next time on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.